Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, July 23rd, 2012. Plus Model Radio is now on Twitter, so if you haven't already, don't forget to follow at Plus Model Radio. Now, last week's show was a special edition from the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to that show yet, make sure you go to the archives and make sure you listen. I had interviews with the Braxtons, Eric Benet, Tyrese, Anthony Anderson, and the R&B divas, Nikki Gilbert and Faith Evans, and much, much more. And remember, you can subscribe and download Plus Model Radio from iTunes for free to listen to on the go at your convenience. Now, this event has been on my schedule since January, and I've been telling you about it for months on here that I am coming to Baltimore. Well, the event is finally here this weekend. Curves Rock Fashion Weekend is July 27th through the 29th. I will be co-hosting the main event with Lyris Cross, and there is a fabulous lineup of people who will be participating throughout the weekend, and today's show is entirely dedicated to Curves Rock Weekend, and we are going to give you the deets on everything you want to know. Tonight's guests include Plus Models Christina Mendez and Lyris Cross, who will both be taking part in the weekend's festivities. But up first are the founders of Curve Rock Fashion Weekend, Tykesha Reed and Chanel Jones. Tykesha Reed and Chanel Jones have both been in the modeling industry for well over 30 years combined. Both of these women are plus-size models and have experience participating in many fashion shows where most designers cater to the smaller size model sizes 0 through 8. Though unfair, there was not much they could do about it until now. In October 2011, these ladies decided enough is enough with their combined knowledge, past experiences, and willingness to make a change in the fashion industry. These ladies triumphantly decided to bring a plus-size fashion weekend to the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia areas known as Curves Rock. Though the task ahead is not easy, these ladies are committed to improving the self-esteem of the curvy community, bringing awareness to healthier lifestyle choices, and making styles, trends, and fashions that not only cater to the ideal size model, but also women with curves. So let's welcome Tykesha and Chanel to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having us, Shanice.
Well, I'm so excited about this event because this is going to be my first time in Baltimore. How's the weather out there right now?
Hot.
It's hot. It is hot.
And it's been raining for a couple of days, but right now it's hot.
Okay. Well, I'm used to hot. I'm from the South, so that's okay. So combined, you two ladies have over 30 years experience in the modeling industry. So what are some of the things you've done as models in the past?
Well, this is Tykesha speaking. I've modeled for several local designers. A lot of the times it's been fashion shows from college, fashion shows after college, just any designers that are locally. Fashion Week, we did Baltimore Fashion Week. So we've done a lot of different shows for, I don't know, it's been since teenagers.
Yes, actually, my sister started, we both kind of started together, and I started in middle school. Modeling. And the problem has always been for me, my sister has been, she started out being smaller than I have been, but I've always been, you know, a little on the thick side. And so with that, even growing up, modeling and learning the techniques and things of that nature, when it came down to getting fitted for the designers, there was never, there may be one outfit for me, but it was never a variety. And most of the time, never something that I liked. It was always, most of the time, some big dress.
Like a muumuu.
Yeah. Right, right.
So you transitioned from models into event producers, right? Because this isn't your first event.
No. We've been doing fashion shows for several years. And one of the things, when we would go to different fashion shows, we found ourselves training other models. The designers would say, can you help that person? Or the event producers, can you help this person? And we found ourselves training other models on a consistent and regular basis. So we're like, hey, okay, we're constantly training models. We can do this. And so that's how we started putting on our own shows, and then it turned into producing them. And so that kind of brought us to where we are.
So is this your first show exclusively for the plus size community?
It is.
So is there a plus size community in the DMV area? Are there other things like this there?
Well,
actually, there is a huge plus size community in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. The one other main event that I hear about often is called Tropical Divas, which we actually went to. It was this past weekend. We actually went there to support. As far as a fashion weekend full of events for, that focus on your health, your mind, your body, your spirit, and fashion, there is none.
So this first event this weekend will be making history in this area.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a big deal.
Yes, we are so excited.
So let's go over the schedule for the weekend and tell everybody, let's go over what's going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and who's involved.
Okay, well, starting with Friday, we're having a kickoff network mixer. And at the kickoff network mixer, there's going to be all of our special guests are going to be there. All of our models are going to be there. All of our team members are going to be there, all of our photographers, and anybody who's going to work with us throughout the weekend is going to be there, in addition to fabulous women from the Caribbean community. There will be vendors, there will be wine and hors d'oeuvres, there will be music, just an opportunity to kick the weekend off right, to get everybody started and in the mindset.
And Friday is
of,
a good networking event too, right?
Yes, yes. So get everybody in the mindset. You know, it's an opportunity to talk to people because once Saturday comes, it's going to be constant movement, constant events. And, I mean, you probably could network, but with the pace of things, you probably wouldn't get the time to. So that would be a great opportunity to do so. And then, excuse me, on Saturday, you have from 9 to 11, Healthy Curves. From 9 to 10 a.m., we have Anua Aja. She's the first full-figure fitness phenomenon. They call her the Nigerian powerhouse. She'll be doing her workout, full body curves down, and everyone who participates in the workout will receive a free DVD. And then we have Chef Nina B. She'll be talking about healthy eating and
So wait, let me stop you. So the first thing with the healthy curve, so you go to that with workout clothes on then because it's an actual workout.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Actual workout. Yes, and we want to fit as many, I would love to see as many women in that room as possible. I think it's going to be a good time. And then we have Chef Nina B. She's doing she's going to be talking about healthy eating holistically and, you know, how to take care of that. And she'll be cooking up some things and letting our guests try samples and things of that nature. So that's the whole health portion from 9 to 11. Then after that, we have Plus Model 101, which is from 1 to 5. That's with Christina Mendez, Lyris Cross, and a local photographer. And basically that consists of different workshops, branding and marketing, camera ready, runway ready, and a few more other important things that models, both seasoned and new, need to know about the industry. A lot of times, Lyris will say it as well as Christina, that, you know, people will ask them, what do they need to do to be a model? Well, this is their opportunity to find out, to come and learn things from them. From
exactly.
2 to 4:30, we have a free panel, which is Embrace Your Curves, and it's going to be a host of people on this panel. Christina's going to be on the panel. You're going to be on the panel. Lyris is going to be on the panel. Giovanna Reyes from Curvista is going to be on the panel. Cheyenne Gregory is going to be on the panel. Kendra Porter from Ania Style is going to be on the panel. And a host is probably about two or three more people.
Okay. And that event is free.
That is absolutely free. And we decided to make that event free because in the whole weekend, we wanted to make everything a cost that people could afford. But even if for some reason they can't even afford our anything that is happening, we still want them to be a part of the experience. So maybe next year they can afford it, but they can still walk away from this experience with some knowledge and the opportunity to say that they have been empowered in some type of way. So after the panel and after Plus Model 101, we have our showcase, our runway showcase, and that is from, oh, I'm sorry, I missed something. After that, we have our VIP reception, which is from 6 to 7:15. And then after the VIP reception, we'll have our runway showcase, which is from 7:30 to 10:30.
Okay, so wait, so we're still on Saturday, or have we moved to Sunday?
Nope, this is still on Saturday.
Okay, so Saturday is a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yes. We have a lot of things going on Saturday. This is constant movement, and I want to feel some positive energy from some beautiful women in the building, moving around and doing everything.
Yeah, the whole experience.
Yes, yes. And so, of course, the showcase is going to be hosted by Shanice Lewis, yourself, and Lyris Cross, and we're very excited about that. And then on Sunday, we have an empowerment brunch, and at the empowerment brunch will be Shanda Freeman and Cheyenne Gregory, and we're very excited about that as well. That's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And you forgot the after party on Saturday night.
Oh, I did. There's an after party on Saturday as well. It's called Primo. It's immediately following the fashion showcase.
So all of these things will be at the same location inside of the hotel, correct?
Yes.
Yes, the Hilton BWI.
Even the after party?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So it's convenient. And are tickets still available to everything?
Yes.
Actually, I think our VIP, I think the VIP may be sold out. We need to check. But if not, there's maybe one or two left.
And so I thought
well,
you called
the last time I checked.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The last time I checked, we had four.
And so
four
VIP. some things, tickets aren't available at the door, correct?
Right. The fashion show, no tickets available at the door.
But tickets are available at the door for the other events, like the workshops?
Yes.
Okay. So everybody listening needs to get the fashion show in advance 100% or you're going to miss out, right?
Yes.
Now, what about people listening that are interested in being a sponsor or a vendor? Is it too late to be involved in that way?
Absolutely not. They can. We are still accepting sponsors. We have been getting sponsors all week, all the way up until today. And if anybody who would like to sponsor in any kind of way, they can contact us at curvesrockweekend@gmail.com, and we'll get back to them as soon as possible. As far as vendors, we still have a few vendor spots left. But if more vendors come in than we expect or have room for, we also have another opportunity for them as well. So they should feel free to contact us so that we can see if there's a space for them. Some we made sure that the vendors weren't located. So they do need to contact us before they try to make a payment and register so that we can make sure that it's not being duplicated. But we do have a few spaces left.
Now, who are some of the designers we can look forward to seeing on the runway?
Well, we have some local designers. So Cool, and I don't know if you got a chance to watch us on the news. Well, you probably didn't, but for locally in the Maryland area, we were on Channel 11, so we did showcase one of her pieces, So Cool. And then we have Couture Queen, which is a plus-size boutique that's in the Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland area. And Bien Roulet, we have another designer by the name of Hot Chocolate. And of course, our featured designer is Crystal Frazier, so we are super excited to have her. And then we have a couple other designers and several retail stores. So we have a nice lineup. We're really excited and can't wait until Saturday.
So will this be an annual event? Is that what you're planning on doing with it?
Yes, it will be an annual event.
And so any final words on why people should come out and support, any message you want to give out?
Well, the main thing is that because this is our first time in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, given an event of this caliber, we ask that everybody come out and support so that we can continue to do this annually and we can show our sponsors and future sponsors that, you know, the Curvy community is here and this is something that we want. And this is that's another part of the empowerment process, advocating for ourselves. You know, letting not only retailers and designers and the media know that we are here, we want to be respected, and, you know, we want our curves to be embraced, but also to say, you know, stand up for ourselves and say, here we are attending these things, it is needed, you know, and things of that nature. So come on out, support, we're doing everything that we can to address all of the needs of the Curvy community so that everybody can come out and have a good time. It's going to be fun.
Well, all right. Well, I'm excited to be there, and, you know, thank you for including me. I'm excited to come out. I've been posting it for months and months and months, and I think it's going to be a fabulous event. And, again, the official website for the tickets is curvesrockweekend.com. Can you still buy tickets through the website?
Yes, you can.
All right, curvesrockweekend.com. Everybody come out and support. And I'll see you ladies Friday. It's on.
Yes, we can't wait to have you.
All right, thank you so much, Shanice, for the support.
Of course. I want to support anybody doing something positive, so I'm excited. And I will see you Friday.
All right.
All right, and try and get some sleep between now and Friday. Don't stay up.
Impossible.
Don't stay up all day, every day.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So coming up next is all about Curves Rock Weekend, and as they mentioned, there will be a workshop during the weekend called Plus Model 101, and it will be conducted by Christina Mendez and Lyris Cross. Well, up next on the show is Christina Mendez. Christina has become a driving force in the modeling industry, gracing the magazine pages of Glamour, Essence, Latina, All You, The Source, Venus Diva, DTM, and more. National television segments and high-traffic websites soon requested to work with Christina as she represents the exotic yet down-to-earth model that everyone can relate to in one way or another. Her talent and beauty has been featured on Tyra.com, Fiercely Real Model Figure, Fox News as one of the most successful plus-size models, The Rachel Ray Show, The Source, as one of the most influential Latinas, Lifetime Networks, Matched, and Manhattan, and on Zimbio's, I don't know if I'm saying that website correct, but she was voted as the number one most beautiful plus-size model. Achieving nationwide campaigns and being seen on various media outlets has afforded Christina to use her celebrity to a charity extremely close to her heart, Autism Speaks, And as an autism speak spokesperson for many years, Christina has volunteered much of her time to help raise awareness as well as provide the most up-to-date information on breakthroughs and treatment for autism. Let's welcome Christina to the show. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. How do you pronounce that website? Zimbio?
I think it's Zimbo or Zimbo.
Zimbo? Well, you were number one on it. That's all that matters.
I'm so sorry for chopping up their name like that.
So how did you get involved in Curves Rock Weekend?
I don't remember. I'm not sure if we reached out to them or they reached out to us, but overall, I'm extremely excited. I love Maryland. It's definitely a fun state. You're going to have a great time. And, you know, I'm pretty excited. I'm very excited to be out there.
And so you will be one of the people speaking at the Plus Model 101 workshop. Now, tell me some of the topics you specifically will be covering during the workshop.
I have a full agenda, and I plan on sharing as much as I can. I get this email and tweet at least 5 times a day by different girls always asking how you got started, how do you get started on Instagram. They tell me on Facebook. They tell me on my website. They tell me on Twitter. So I've been promoting it. So this is the time to actually get me one-on-one. There's but so much that I can tell people while they're emailing me. I usually send them to Plus Model Mag because I know they have a lot of helpful hints. I usually send them to Google, but this is the time where I'm going to share everything. I'm going to start with how to prepare for auditions. I'm going to talk about how to look at castings. I'm going to talk about what to do after casting and the thank you notes and the follow-up, you know, because everything is about networking. You know how that is, Denise.
Right.
Then I'm also going to be speaking about how to book a gig and where to find, and I'm going to give websites on where I find my gigs. I am a freelance model now. I'm not exclusively signed to any agent. And I've had, you know,
the
possibility of
doing
both. Yeah, I've had success being an agency model, and I've had success being a freelance, and I'll be talking about that and, you know, letting them outweigh the pros and cons of both. I'll be speaking about how to find gigs and where I find my gigs as a freelance. Again, most of the work that I find is in New York, but Baltimore is not far from New York. I'm driving out there, so I'm sure for an amazing gig, they'll drive down here. So I'll be discussing that.
Will this be your first time conducting a model workshop, or have you done something like this before?
I've done something in a smaller scale, not something, you know, this big. So I'm pretty excited, and I'm always willing to give information. So I'm very prepared. Me and my team are extremely prepared, have the agenda out, presentation and everything. So I'm excited. I'm also going to be just discussing life as a model, things, you know, such as how to maintain your Facebook, what things to post, what things not to post, and the same with Twitter, about positive friendship and family and how to embrace, you know, this industry is very tough on you. You have to surround yourself with positive people to just keep on trucking, everything then from healthy eating to moderate exercise to sleep habits to makeup. It's going to be a very good workshop. So I hope everyone comes out. $50 is nothing compared to all the information I'm going to give you. And I'm not holding back. I'm not one of those, you know, stingy models like I'm not going to give her all my gig tips. I'm going to give you everything for $50, okay?
And I know this is going to be a very, very popular workshop because it's a very, very high interest in being a plus-size model. Like, everybody wants to be a plus-size model, and they see your beautiful pictures, and they see you walking on Rip the Runway, but they don't know the struggle
exactly.
And the hard work it takes to get there.
Exactly.
And so are you going to have, like, some real-life wake-up calls for the girls in the workshop, too.
I'm going to have all of that. And I know Lyris and I are also going to do the runway workshop. So, come on, Lyris rips runways. I rip runways. There's no reason why every one of these ladies are going to rip a runway after this workshop. So come on and sign up. Bring your notepad. Be prepared to learn. You know, have your questions ready. It's a short time. I believe it's an hour each. if I'm not mistaken. So I have a lot of information, but I'm willing to hear back. What do you guys want to know that I didn't cover? But I'm going to be covering everything. I'm also going to give out to the ladies, like, helpful hints from Model Mayhem, Craigslist, and Actors Access, and all these websites. If you don't know what they are, you will when you sign up for the workshop. So I'll just going to just give information galore in my workshop. So
Well, that sounds awesome. And speaking of ripping the runway, will you actually be modeling in the fashion shows during the weekend?
I'm not, and it's weird because I haven't sat in a fashion show and looked at one in a very long time. So I'm pretty excited. It's for the first time I'm going to sit back and actually see the fashion. So I'm not ripping it this weekend.
All right, all right. You're there to help the others.
Yes, I'm there for moral support. I'll be cheering my curvy girls on.
Hey, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, besides this event coming up this weekend, you have tons of stuff going on. You always have something going on, and I read that you're entering the world of documentary filmmaking. Tell me about that.
Yes, we actually a group of girls, we did a documentary on dads. It's actually going to be starting up sometime by the end of the summer, hopefully, or by beginning of September, October. It was a documentary all about dads. We interviewed 6 amazing dads, different cultures, different backgrounds, some divorced, some married, some, you know, had children with their previous girlfriends, and they just discussed how it felt to have the baby, when they broke up, child support. I wanted to highlight how dads feel because, you know, us females are very vocal on how we felt. He wasn't around, or he was around, he didn't pay, or he did pay. I wanted it to kind of come to light on how dads feel about these situations. So that's a really topic that's close to my heart because I didn't grow up with a dad, so I wanted to see what other dads feel when they leave their kids or never come back or never see them. I wanted to, from a man's perspective, to tell me the reasonings on why they would do something. And trust me, when you see the documentary, you'll be like, wow. You know, you kind of feel some type of sympathy to
some
of the things. Because
before this, you probably didn't have it.
Yeah, before you're like, really? You're just going to leave them? But after you hear some of the things that they said, and they were so honest and candid about so many things, that it kind of changed your perspective on the reason why men do those kind of things.
And so you're the director and executive producer of this project, right?
Yes, me, and also I have Crystal Roman, who's also the co-director, co-executive producer of it.
So do you have a release date on it yet, or is not
we
that far along?
Right now it's in editing, and there was a pilot out, and there is on the actual website. It's called documentariesaboutdads.com. And I probably have the website wrong, so guys, don't kill me. But go to my Facebook, and you'll be able to link up to it from there. And I'll just post it so you guys don't have to dig down.
Well, good for you, Christina.
Yeah.
But that just came out of left field. I didn't think of you.
Yeah, that did come out of left field.
And you also take the time to volunteer with Autism Speaks, as I mentioned early, introducing you. So any updates on that or exciting things coming up with that charity?
Yeah, actually, my son and myself are going to be on U.S. Today. It's coming out in September, and it was a story written about autism and its effect in the Hispanic community. Both the Hispanics and African-American, we share some of those same issues where culturally it's harder for us to accept the diagnosis, and that time of denial affects, you know, the progression of your child's, you know, in terms of getting them the proper medication and the proper schooling. That time when we're in denial, we're just wasting time and not, you know, addressing the situation. And it's been documented that it's been happening more with Hispanic and African American. So the story is more about Hispanics, but I think it's mutual between both cultures. And I'm excited about that story too, because I pretty much share the times of denial and my mother telling me I was crazy about it, and, you know, me, you know, kind of feeling that I was at fault for it because culturally they're not too familiar and too educated with the disorder to support you as a family. So I didn't have that type of support, and I pretty much share most of those thoughts that that might be, you know, echoed in our community a lot.
And so the quicker you recognize it and catch it, the better, right?
Correct, yeah. Like, my son didn't speak till he was six, but he started his therapy since he was 2 years old. So there's parents who wait till six and, you know, hear the, oh, well, every kid is different. Oh, my uncle didn't speak till he was five. Your brother didn't speak till he was 12. If you start, you know, taking that, those thoughts, you might just be like, okay, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait a little longer, a little longer, and a little longer is not enough. So intervention is key.
Well, that's awesome. You're a very busy lady. Anything else coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
Yes. Actually, I just shot today for Mad Rag. It's a clothing store. You can go to their website for store locations. There are a lot in the West and a couple of areas here in New Jersey as well. And they featured their first plus-size model. So I was modeling with two very slim Zero girls, and it was so exciting. I always love to model with my Zeros. It empowers me.
Right.
So that's coming out on August 10th, and it's going to be on their store displays and promotion, and this is the first that they have a plus-size model on their store display, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, awesome. Well, you got a lot going on, so you are going to have a lot of information to share at this plus modeling workshop because you're still in the industry, you're still working, you're still hustling. So.
And I'm all those things where they say, hey, I'm not, you know, young enough, or now I have kids, and now I'm old. I've had all those issues. So all my ladies, come out. There's no reason why you can't do what you want to do. I'm sure you guys get, I am a mom of two, just had a baby, gone up and down in weight, dealt with the negativity industry-wise, family-wise. I mean, there's nothing that I haven't conquered that any of my ladies that are coming out will not be able to conquer. So
tell us your official website and how we can keep up with everything you got going on.
I am on every media outlet possible, but you can catch me on www.christinamendez.com. That's CHRISTINAMENDEZ. And from there, you can link up to my Twitter, my Facebook, my LinkedIn, my YouTube page, and you can link up to Autism Speaks if you want or you have any questions regarding autism or want to make a donation.
And so this weekend, you'll be there the entire weekend, Friday through Sunday?
Unfortunately, I will only be there Saturday and Sunday, but I'll be there Saturday morning, and I'll be prepared. I'll be driving down from New York, so. Should be exciting.
Well, I look forward to seeing you this weekend, and hopefully I can sit in on the workshop. And
yes,
hey,
please.
I might learn some tips. I might bring you to L.A., girl.
That's right. Or I might be pointing you out. I'm taking a volunteer, so I might point you out and be ready for a speech. So just be ready. I'll be like, Shanice, exhibit A, Shanice, come along. So be ready, okay?
All right. Well, I'll see you this weekend.
All right. See you.
All right. Bye-bye. And last but definitely not least on the show is Alyris Cross. Few people start at the top, and Baltimore native Alyris Cross is no exception. This modeling pioneer, dubbed the Body and the Naomi Campbell of Plus, certainly came from humble beginnings. When starting out, her statuette form, cat-like eyes, full lips, and caramel complexion got Alyris in the door of most modeling agencies, but her derriere landed her on the shelf. Alyris received rejection after rejection due to her voluptuous shape. And even though she chose an East Coast giant, Wilhelmina Models, as her mother agency, casting reps were still requesting that she first lose weight and then come back in 6 months. The industry did not know how to market her powerful curves, but instead of giving into their demands or giving up on what she believed was her calling, Alyris took matters into her own hands and created the vision for them. She became her own agent and utilized the urban market to achieve her dreams. Alyris began to spread like wildfire. Essence, Honey, XXL, The Source, and Black Elegance magazine were the first to believe in her vision. Men, women, and young girls of all walks of life started to buzz about the impact Lyra's had in the mainstream magazines since she was the only model who represented reality. And I will be co-hosting with her this weekend in Baltimore for Curves Rock Weekend. Let's welcome Lyra's to the show.
Yay! Hello, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm up there. I'm like, who is she talking about reading all this stuff?
And that was just half of it. You have accomplished a lot.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give all glory to God because he's the reason that I've been able to be in this industry as long as I have. I moved to New York straight out of high school. Right after I graduated, and I've been modeling ever since. And it's been a long road, and it hasn't always been easy. But when you do what you love, it just makes you feel so empowered and happy. And, you know, there's just something when you're fulfilling your purpose.
So how many years have you been modeling? Has it been over 10 years yet?
It has been over 10 years. I will say that.
You don't want to give it. You don't want nobody to do the math. So.
I don't want nobody to do too much any math. But no, I'm grown and sexy, so I'm fine with that. I'm at peace with that. But
how do you think the plus industry has changed since you started?
That's a great question. The plus industry has changed since I started because one of the main things was magazines. There was a time when there were no plus magazines at all. And then there became plus magazines like Mode and Grace and even Essence magazine at that time. I used to do layouts for Essence with, you know, with all my hips and all my glory, you know, 8-page layouts. And now certain things have changed, like Essence really doesn't do full-figure layouts anymore. And
do you think that the industry has become oversaturated since so many people want to be a model now?
I don't even think it's that. I think it's partly because of they were bought out by Time, and Time kind of, you know, I think sometimes different publishers have different ways that they view the fashion eye. I think, you know, just most of their readers are probably size 14 and up that read Essence. So why are our fashions limited to one page with four looks on it?
Right. But you know, over the years, you've been able to sustain, and you've been a successful model, but it didn't start off easy, like you said, and you had to take your career in your own hands. So have you been, were you a freelance model to build up your name at the beginning? Is that how it happened?
No, actually, I was always signed to Wilhelmina Models when I first started. I was lucky to get signed with them straight out the gate. But I felt as though I've always been, I would say, my best agent. So I would still get gigs on the side myself and just kind of manage myself. Or I would send those jobs to through Wilhelmina. So
well,
I would go out
important.
To events. Yeah, I would. That's something I'm going to talk about at the workshop this weekend. I would go out to events, and I had my business cards, and I would meet people and do a follow-up call the next day, and, oh, well, I model, I do this, I do that. And networking got me a lot of gigs that I guess the agencies didn't find out about. And branding myself through those other gigs in the – like, for a while, I did music videos. And at that time, there weren't really women in music videos who were as thick as me. Mm-hmm. So when I got notoriety in that realm, it translated into those people wanted me in Honey Magazine and Essence Magazine and all these other different projects. So I took what a lot of people looked at was something that's not good and made it good.
Yeah, now that's what I want to ask you about. Early in your career, you did a lot of eye candy and videos and urban modeling to break into the door and become popular. So was it hard to transition over to mainstream clients that are very super conservative?
I wouldn't say that because everything that I did, it was sexy but classy. It wasn't anything that my mother would feel disgusted about.
Right.
I'm a PK, so I'm a preacher's kid. So you're only going to get but so much out of me. Definitely.
Now,
but,
what
yeah,
about...
I played that fine line, kind of like how I would say, like, I always look up to Beyonce. I think she does things very sexy but tastefully.
Right, and that's the key to...
That is the key in everything.
So what about being an African-American model in the plus industry and, you know, with brown skin? Do you think there are less opportunities for you in the industry?
I'll say this. I feel as though a lot of times fashion is always going through cycles. So sometimes, you know, and the ambiguous look can be more in. That was
right.
That was in a lot after 9/11. We want a model, but, you know, she's not necessarily looks white. She not necessarily looks black. You know, you just can't really tell what race she is. You know, that was something that was big after 9/11. I think that with so many young designers coming out now within the plus industry,
mm-hmm.
it's creating a lane for even more African-American models. But as far as the mainstream clients, I think it sometimes goes in cycles.
Right,
and
so you still have to work that much harder, and you have to test and be on point because it's...
Definitely, and when you test, you got to spend some money when you test
because
right. you're competing with so many people, so many women, gorgeous women all across the United States and overseas. You have women who come in from Paris and London and Germany to model here in New York. So, you know, you need to always stay with your A game.
So, Curve Rock Fashion Weekend. It's in Baltimore this weekend, and that's your hometown. How excited are you about doing something in your hometown?
I'm so excited just that they
are
reached out to me to be.
And your mom or cousin?
Well, this is a crazy thing. My parents have a convention but they're going to make it to probably the showcase. The fashion showcase.
Okay.
So I'm excited for them to come to that. And then my sister's already had plans to go out of town for her birthday, so she's not going to be in town. But I do have lots of friends and people who are like family who will be coming down to support. And it's going to be a great event. I mean, the fact that we're doing it in Baltimore, in the DMV area, so you got people from D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I have quite a few ladies who hit me and said that they're going to be driving down from New York. People like Sharon Quinn and Gwen DeVoe, big shout out to them. I know that they're going to be driving down to come support Curves Rock Week.
All right.
And that's a great thing because we as a plus industry, not even as African Americans, but as a plus industry, we have to get out there and support and help each other, just like we do with the models.
Right.
I think all of us models have to help each other and look out for each other. I hope that a lot of the models who are in the showcase this weekend, you know, the ones who are getting started or have already gotten started quite a bit, there's still so much that they can gain information-wise from me and Christina. And what better way to get the wealth of information that we're going to give for only $50.
Right, and so
you'll
be doing like double duty this weekend because you'll be doing the Plus Model 101 workshop with Christina, and you and I will be hosting the main event on Sunday. So you are going to be busy this weekend. But
I'm going to be busy this weekend, but when it comes to anything that's involving my community, I don't really need a bunch of sleep. I'm going to be so high on an adrenaline rush, just really excited for anything like this to be in the Baltimore, D.C. Area. And we have to support it because when you support it, it shows that, you know, that way we can build up a I'm so tongue-tied tonight. We can
build up
show
community
people
in
that
the area.
Yeah, we can show people that this is what we want, and we can bring it back, and it can be bigger and better. But if people don't come out and support, those are the same people usually who are, oh, they don't never have anything that caters to my size.
Right.
Okay, well, we had this event in your area, and you didn't come out. You have
right.
to come out and support. You have to come out and support. And the ladies from Curves Rock, they have put together a fantastic weekend.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. Now, I know, you know, we're pumping Curves Rock Weekend, but you are a working model and you have lots of other stuff going on, too. Do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Yes. I just recently shot for the October issue of Plus Model Mag.
All
and
right.
the October issue is the, you know, Love Your Body, Embrace Your Curves issue.
And wait,
so,
I have to stop you and say you were listed as one of the best bodies in the plus industry, too.
Yes, I am honored. I got that honor this week. So
yes,
I'm definitely, yes, big shout out to Plus Model Mag. I guess this shoot that I just did for them and coming off of Full Figure Fashion Week here in New York, I think that helped solidify my spot this year. So I'm excited about that.
And anything else we could be looking for?
Yes, I'm also going to be hosting a plus-size beauty pageant, but it's not even going to be here in the U.S. I'm going to Africa. I'm going to Nigeria.
All right.
Yes, and I'll be posting the information for that on my Twitter and my Facebook. You can always reach me on my Twitter, which is Lyrisc, L-I-R-I-S-C. As well as my Facebook. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/LirisCross, L-I-R-I-S, last name C-R-O-S-S-E. And that way you can stay up to date on all the Lyris news. And you can always also go to jimmyjazz.com. They are a young, fun, cool company that sells clothes that, and I'm pretty much their sole model for all their plus inventory that they have. So check them out. If you need affordable, cute clothes, you can always log on to jimmyjazz.com.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of great things happening. I'm excited for you. Congrats on everything, and I'm looking forward to meeting you because we've never met in person before, so I'm excited about that, too.
I know. I'm really looking forward to meeting with you, too. I'm sure we're going to have lots of fun this weekend.
Yes, and your website is under construction?
Yes, it should be, hopefully, it should be up before this weekend.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we're having a whole new design that we're putting in.
And, again, if you want to come to Curves Rock Fashion Weekend, the website is CurvesRockFashionWeekend.com. Tickets are still available. It's a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lots of things going on. It's health, wellness, modeling, and fun. And
yes, and I did get the information that no tickets will be sold at the door for the fashion showcase. So you need to get your tickets now. You need to get them now. They're at a great price. Log on to CurvesRockWeekend.com. Get your tickets. They will not be selling them at the door.
Well, all right.
And then, you know, we have the after party, too. So if there's any gentlemen listening tonight, please come to the after party, too, because we're going to have lots of gorgeous ladies in the building. And
right,
a lot
of gorgeous single ladies. I'm single. Are you
exactly,
single?
Exactly.
So we need somebody to dance with.
Exactly. We're going to definitely need somebody to dance with. So I need all my fellas to come out as well.
Well, I'm excited. And thank you for being on Plus Model Radio. You'll have to come back on when you're promoting something else. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And
thank you. Hopefully you'll have me back in October. That's my birthday month, and that's when the Plus Model Mag issue comes out.
Okay, it's a date. We'll do it again in October.
Great.
And then I'll see you this weekend. We're going to have to coordinate our outfits for Sunday when we're hosting it.
Okay. We can talk about that this week.
All right, well,
look, knowing me, I'm probably going to have some really high heels, so bring your shoe game.
Well, see, you already taller than me, so, oh, man, I'm going to
How tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Oh, child, I'm 5'11".
I know.
High heels.
Oh, Lord.
It's
okay.
All right. Your confidence and grace will have you standing the same height, so you'll be fine.
Right, we'll work it out. Well, I look forward to seeing you this weekend, and continued success with everything you do.
Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Curves Rock Fashion Weekend will be a phenomenal event. Don't hear about it, be there. Tune in next week and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the curvy community. I'll let you know what happened at Curves Rock Fashion Weekend. And if you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. And on Twitter at Plus Model Radio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.